For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. Missouri's Attorney General says the state should establish its own laboratory to produce chemicals for use in executions rather than rely on a, quote, uneasy cooperation with medical professionals and pharmaceutical companies. Attorney General Chris Kloster spoke today to the Bar Association of Metropolitan St. Louis during a meeting at Lake of the Ozarks. Though a death penalty supporter, the Democratic Attorney General cited his own concerns about the death penalty. Missouri is among several states that purchase execution drugs in secret. Critics say that if details about the source and testing aren't made public, there is no way to assure that the inmate won't suffer during the execution process. Kloster says the state should not be reliant on merchants whose identities must be shielded from public view. A judge has rejected a request to delay a smoking ban in St. Joseph while a civil lawsuit opposing the ban is considered in court. Circuit Judge Randall Jackson ruled yesterday that opponents of the ban had not shown a preliminary injunction was necessary. The smoking ban will begin June 7th. Jackson did not give any more explanation for his ruling. Bar owner Stephen Peterman contends in his lawsuit that the smoking ban is unconstitutional because it exempts the St. Joe Frontier Casino gambling floor. He also says the city did not follow state law when it imposed the ban. The St. Joseph News Press reports the city has argued that there are many examples of special exemptions in similar bans. Two bills to further protect police officers on the job are currently awaiting Governor Jay Nixon's signature. The Columbia Police Officers Association has supported legislation that would make it a felony to disarm a law enforcement agent of any weapon, not simply their handgun. The legislation was proposed after Columbia police officers Clint Sinclair and Patrick Corcoran explained to Executive Director Dale Roberts their concern about people taking weapons from officers during confrontations. Roberts says this is something that should have been done a long time ago.
If they take our firearm, that's a felony, but the law that makes it a felony to disarm an officer only addresses a firearm. Back when it was written, nobody was thinking about pepper spray or tasers.
With the help of Representative Stephen Weber, two different bills were created to make it a felony to take items like an officer's taser or pepper spray in addition to their firearm. Roberts said when someone takes an officer's weapon, it's not only a danger to the officer, but also to others. Families in Missouri have a new opportunity to make college more affordable. State Treasurer Clinton Zweifel announced today that over 10,000 people have signed up for a chance to win over $5,000, which will be placed in an account with Most 529, Missouri's college savings investment program. Zweifel hopes that giveaway can raise awareness of the importance of saving money for higher education purposes.
It just reminds us as a state to position Missouri for growth for the long term. We have to ensure that we have an educated workforce and that we're doing everything we can to ensure that our workforce has skills that they can apply in the job market.
More than 129,000 account owners have invested over $2 billion for college through the program's website, MissouriMost.org. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.